Filmed in front of a live studio audience at the Woody Guthrie Center, Vast Bank presents the latest episode of Tulsa Little Jam, hosted by Juan Reynoso.
Tulsa Little Jam! Yes! Welcome! Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Tulsa Little Jam. It's so good it hurts. So, we're very glad to have you here for another edition of Tulsa Little Jam here. We haven't had this many band members since Weston Horn and the Hush. So I'm pretty sure this is going to be a very jamming episode. So we're very excited. Bandolier is a band that I've heard about for quite some time now. So we're very excited to have you guys here as we... Boy, I'm out of breath from that little event. And then, by the way, one of the audience members actually said, don't screw up before I came on here. And I said that you jinx things when you say stuff like that. So there you go. But anyway, with that, guys, I'm very excited. This is going to be a very interesting musical experience. Bandolier is something that I've been listening to for a while, band that I've listened to for a little while here. So I'm very excited to share this with the world at large. With that, guys, give me a big round of applause for Bandolier.
Close, it disappears at sight. You left it years ago at around half a town. Went to see what I could down the Transbaker Swing, hoping to catch it out of building 98. A giant silver screen flickering's all I found. house comes alive late at night. When I get close, it disappears out of sight. You left 2 years ago out around Marfa Town.
This season of Tulsa Little Jam is presented by Vast Bank.
I was chilling in the audience, and I kind of felt like I was, I don't know, I felt like I was like watching a movie. Like it was like a 70mm film or something like that. It was like a, like something I would have seen in like old westerns, or even actually not even old westerns, but also like Hell or High Water, like yeah, that kind of movie. I would like, that would be, this music would have been perfect for that.
Sure, yeah, well, I'll take it. I actually was a film scoring major back at TU, and so that's film and music is right up my alley. So yeah.
Yeah, that's, so there you go. Another
round. You're good. Yeah.
So, but how did you guys like? When I read a little bit about you, I try not to read too much about the bands ahead of time. So usually I'll try and find one thing to read, and that's it. And then I kind of wing it from there because I like organic stuff. Yeah. I saw a thing that mentioned that you really actually weren't influenced to pick up a guitar until you heard Woody Guthrie.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I was kind of grew up classical music. Piano was my main instrument, and originally from Texas, and came to Tulsa to go to the TU many, many years ago, and kind of discovered Woody then, and yeah, his lyrics just really spoke to me, and luckily his songs are super easy, so it was a good starting place to pick it up and learn. So yeah, he definitely a big inspiration.
Nice. So you're from Texas originally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. That's it. Show's done. Tulsa Little Jam is closing shop early tonight.
Whatever.
It's just kidding. But how did you actually, in that thing that I was looking at too, you actually like seem to have a great fondness for. Is everybody else originally from Oklahoma?
Yep. Tulsa.
Yeah.
Yep. All Tulsa.
So how did you when you came here and you started discovering everything at TU and whatnot?
Yeah.
How did the band wind up getting formed and how did we get to this current iteration?
Lots of time and yeah, I mean when I came to Tulsa, I kind of wanted to get to know Tulsa and the state, and so I would take just road trips around the state for the weekends because I didn't always have to. Anything to do on the weekends, so.
You're a bad student.
Yeah, really. Yeah, exactly. Instead of studying, I just drove a lot, and that really kind of inspired the music, and that with the Woody Guthrie, that I just started writing and picking up the guitar. And then just, you know, over time, all of our paths crossed in different ways.
I think I was the last one added to this setup about 2 years ago. I got put in because the old bass player moved away, and he called me. He's like, "Hey, can you learn 40 songs in 4 weeks?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "And I want you to do it all in your upright." And I'm like, "Cool. All right, challenge." So,
but Rusty and I go way back too.
Yeah, I've known each other.
He said yes because he's a friend.
Yeah. That's it.
They saved the best for last, Rusty.
Oh. Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
You got it, pal. So what's the story with you two? You guys are just like these looming figures in the background.
Ryan's actually my brother-in-law.
Yep.
So we got
that was my chair.
I was wondering. So our sisters, no.
Yep.
No, our wives are sisters.
Yep.
Yes, yes. Let's be very clear about this.
This show is about to get into it.
I'm actually a saxophone player, and I took some piano in college and just liked playing more than one note at a time. So I kind of switched to piano in my adult years, and Ryan asked me to join the band. So. Yep.
And because he's family, he had to. You know.
I've known Ryan. I can't actually remember how long I've known Ryan. A pretty long time because we got involved originally through our church, and then I played a few gigs with him on fill-ins for Bandolier when the original drummer was in town, and then the original drummer Joel moved away, and then Ryan asked me if I wanted to play some more gigs with him. So I've been with them now for probably 4.5 years.
Yeah, next year will be 10 years of Bandolier. So
10 years. Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. Okay.
People just gravitate to Ryan, like, just because of the music. Like, it's really interesting composition. You don't get bored.
You really don't.
Yeah. Like, right when you're like, oh, I think I know what chord's coming. He's like, oh, by the way, it's that, but a minor this time. And you're just like, okay, and it works. And so I think that's why we get so many other musicians that jump in, like the trumpets and Cody on guitar. And it's like all these people are like, yeah, that sounds really fun. I'd love to jump in on a gig.
Do you find that you guys do that during actual performances too? Like sort of riff on certain moments?
Ryan doesn't like that.
that's scary territory when there's like 12 of us up on stage at one time.
Well,
you know,
we have the amount of people that we play. We do pretty well getting prepared. We do. Ryan does a really good job of organizing everything, so it's.
You know the spots where you can let loose a little bit, and the spots that you need to be tight.
Yeah,
I'm noticing a lot of praise on Ryan.
It's terrible.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Arts Alliance of Tulsa.
Thank you.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Oklahoma Distilling Company.
You have this like cool kind of gravelly voice, kind of made me feel like back to the Hell or High Water and stuff. I thought it felt like I was watching Jeff Bridges sing.
Cool.
You know, Jeff Bridges' stunted brother.
Yeah, I'll take it.
It's basically, we played No Country for Old Men with less murders. That's the idea. A little less.
A little less murders.
Yeah.
So since you had that cinema scoring background and whatnot, do you feel like as you guys continue and progress and whatnot, that really still informs your music, or does it change much in that sense? Because it's sort of like a mix of Americana, folk rock. It's like the cinematic sort of score feel to it.
You know, I honestly don't know how much of it isn't intentional. It's just kind of output of what I'm consuming and what we're consuming. It's just kind of, you know, it's pretty organic that way. I'd say the core here, us four guys, we've been playing for long enough that, you know, I think they all lend their voices, and we're at a point now where everyone kind of informs the sound on their own. You know, they're not just coming in and filling up, you know, something that I created. They're bringing in their own unique voices. That took some time to kind of for everyone to feel comfortable enough to do that, but yeah.
How have you guys gotten to do much touring outside of Oklahoma?
No, that's definitely a goal. We've played Guthrie probably six times. We have friends there in Oklahoma City area, but definitely want to get out there. You know, probably the thing that informs the music the most is like landscapes, really, like from the road trips I talked about earlier. And our name, Bandolier, is actually from a national monument in New Mexico that I spent a lot of time in. So we definitely have a dream of going there and playing music and doing a kind of a Southwest loop. So maybe for the 10-year next year.
Nice.
Yeah.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Riley's Wine and Spirits.
Well, thanks for listening. We're Bandolier. So happy to be here. Thanks for Tulsa Little Jam for having us and for all they're doing for Tulsa and music and music education. We're so honored to be here. So thanks for listening.
You'll hear that lonesome sound, 'cause I feel it down and all around. Won't me calm back down to you, you see. You'll hear that lonesome sound. Won't you turn it up? Some shade, some sweet relief. Won't me calm back down to you, you see. Won't you turn it up for me? 'Cause I've got low blues, some old and new. And I've got high hopes and gospel tunes. Song that I know. It's the sound you make when you're all alone. It's your bated breaths when you're losing hope. That's a saddest song I know. Oh, but there ain't a song that can't be sung. Down in our lungs, we are the words and we are the song. So there ain't a song that can't be sung, 'cause I've got Lord.
Thank you so much.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Tulsa Music Awards.
Any audience questions?
So what are your favorite venues in town to play?
We play the Colony. It feels like home. You know, that's we play there a lot.
We saw you at the Colony.
Okay, cool.
No, that was like I didn't know where else to go.
Hunt Club too has been good to Hunt us Club. And yeah, you know, any place where people will listen is going to be our favorite place.
Yeah. Yesterday we got to play the Outsider House ribbon cubbing.
Oh, sweet.
I mean, just to be a part of Tulsa history was amazing. Yeah. So we're being really, it's been real fortunate that people are starting to approach us and be like, hey, we have this crazy idea. And then Ryan's super creative dude who was like, I want to do the music video inside of the cabin in the back of Philbrook. And we're like, can we do that? Like, will they let us do that? And he's like, well, I could talk to some people.
Yeah, no, and I saw that video, by the way, and it's a really great, yeah, it's a really pretty, pretty video.
That cabin's amazing. Anybody
else? The cabin was really cool.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Mike? Damn it, Donna.
So I was just curious, how many records have you guys recorded?
We've recorded one full record. We're dreaming of the next one. We've been sitting on it for a few years, and you know it's expensive, but hopefully maybe again for the 10-year next year we'll cook it up.
You feel like there's a lot of opportunities for bands to be able to record here, or you think that it is a little bit prohibitive still because of the lack of overall industry
I think
talents here, but industry that really supports the ability for you guys to record?
Yeah, I think there's some amazing audio engineers in Tulsa. And there's some good play. I mean, the thing is now, like, the audio engineers are so good with nowadays technology that the room doesn't play as much a part as it used to. Uh-huh. I hope that the sound man's agreeing with me back there. But, yeah, like, it used to be like, oh, you need a super dry room or the acoustics have to be perfect or whatever. But, like, now they're like ninjas with software, and they could get, like, a perfect sound out of almost any room. And it's amazing what they could do. And Tulsa has some really talented people and some really cool studios when you do need that certain kind of room.
And that makes it cheaper too, in a way. You know, technology has helped with that.
Yeah.
But you know, it's still, time is money, and so.
And if you want good people, you pay good people.
And if you want to, if you want to make a record in Tulsa, you can make it happen. Like at Landlines was recorded in an empty house. That was our first record. So it's if you really want something to happen, you can make it happen in Tulsa. That's really cool.
Is there anything sort of that you would like to see, like, change or have more of, or, you know, things like that to help boost the industry here locally? Because obviously, just about every show, everyone talks about how supportive everyone is of each other in the music scene here and whatnot. Sure. But at the same time, it's like, how do we get you guys out more?
Well, George Kaiser hit us up, fund a tour. You know?
And so, I think he's done enough.
Yes. Is this your first time? Oh, no, go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to say, I mean, I would say the, you know, musician network is very tight. I'm sure you've heard about that, and people talk about all the time. It's nice to have friends in the music network area here in town to support each other. I would say, I mean, actually, my buddy Cody Brewer said this on the show that, and I agreed with him, that maybe, you know, if the venues... Some of the venues kind of took more of a partnership into, you know, promoting, making it a successful event for everyone. Uh-huh. You know, that would be nice. But that's probably my only little thing. We still have a lot of friends, and Tulsa is our home. So we love playing here. But
I think one of the things that I would like to see in Tulsa, for the most part, there's a couple great venues for it, but I think I'd like to see some more all-ages venues that would pop up a little bit more. So... Because there's some music, I especially think like folk music and everything like that, like a lot of kids haven't really been involved in it as much as they should be. So I think, or could be, really. So I think some all-ages venues popping up that are really accessible, really easy to get to, things like that would be great.
Well, an example of that would be Mother Road Market, which we recently played at, and there were just kids doing somersaults in front of us, and it was awesome. And it wasn't 11 p.m. at night that we started.
Yeah, that's true.
We're old, you know. We're, a lot of us are dads. So.
Yeah, we love the brewery gigs because you go in at like you start playing at 7 and you're done at like 9:30. And we're loading out about the time we normally show up to a venue to load in. Exactly. We're like, oh, and then they're like, yeah, here's some free beer. And we're like, oh, love brewery gigs.
What a good day.
And we have like a bunch of breweries now, so you could just pop around.
That's a great thing about Tulsa, too, is the breweries are really kind of they're actually doing a really good job of supporting local music in Tulsa as they pop up. Is just they're looking to put bands out there every single day, so I think that's also a really great thing. It's just the fact that local industries are starting to recognize Tulsa has a great music scene overall. Like we anything you want, you can get metal to folk to pop to anything like that. So I think that's something that as long as we continue to recognize that, we're going to continue to grow, and I love that.
And it's funny, the appreciating different sounds and stuff, because we, you know, I don't know if the general audience out in the public knows that we tape more than one episode at a time. Well, not at a time, but on a night. It would be like, it would be weird if we had multiple bands paying at once.
You had to just book it between each room.
But Lone Wild was sitting in the back, and they were just, all of them, the whole band was just like, doing like this the whole time, listening to you guys and whatnot, and the sounds could not be any more different.
Right, yeah. And we were here for their set, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
they're tight. They're like super tight, solid. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought that was cool. I kind of got distracted from listening to you. I was watching the back of their heads, just like as they're like just grooving in their seats and stuff. So it's cool that there is all that support system and whatnot. So yeah, I love that. Is this the first time playing at Woody Guthrie Center?
Yes.
Not for me. I've done some solo stuff here. We were playing.
Supposed to talk about that with the band.
Oh, sorry. Rusty and I were jamming outside in the lobby just now, but
you'll see that on Instagram later.
I was telling them like halfway joking, halfway not, is since I'm such a fan of Woody, my wife refuses to come here with me because I just end up crying every time. So. So I sneak in here as much as I can.
I'm glad you did not cry tonight.
It's close.
Let it out. Let it out for the world to see.
Okay. It's ugly.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
a generous contribution from Craig and Susan Lindberg.
We're honored to have Cody Clinton join us tonight. Special guest. And Eric Noble, Becca Stoops over here on trumpets, making us sound good. This is the last song. It's called Wild Western Heart. Thank you.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by The Hunt Club.
All right, well, thank you very much, guys. One more time for Bandolier.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much.
This episode featured
Bandolier,
hosted by Juan Reynoso. Executive producer, Carlos Moreno. Writer, producer, director, Juan Reynoso.
Cinematographer and lighting designer, Bradley Cook.
Swing, Kyle Johnson. Camera operators, Bradley Cook.
Timothy De Bruin, Nick Whitaker.
Technical director, sound recordist and mixer, Ken Llewellyn.
Edited by Brian Hicks. Production assistants by Graciela Moreno.
Makeup and hair, Kenya Burris.
Special thanks to Woody Guthrie Center.
Christopher Riley, Diane Rose Riley. Craig and Susan Lindberg. Jeremy Kavnis, Doug DeJarnett, Andy Cagle,
Tully Bowman, Jerry Wofford, Sam Flowers, Molly McCown, Dina Stafford McLeod, Jennifer Moreno, Karen Lacey.